Legally Blonde, Suits, My Cousin Vinny.
All badass lawyers, all different.
Which begs the question, what type of lawyer do you want to be?
Don't waste another second thinking, ugh, I don't even know what types of lawyers there are.
Trust us, we've been there.
Let's put a stop to that once and for all.
Go take the 90-second quiz from New Lawyer Now What coach Angela Vorpal to give yourself a clear picture of the best fit type law for you.
Go to www.whattypeoflawyerquiz.com and take the quiz today.
Once you've taken the quiz, send us a DM on Instagram to let us know what type of lawyer you got. We can't wait to hear.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Ladies Who Law podcast. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sam.
Hey, Samantha. It's us today.
I know.
Yay. I love whenever we get to chat. So it's so funny. We're recording this after work one day. It's later in the day. And ironically enough, whenever I was leaving work today, my Oura Ring sent me the notification like, your bedtime's approaching. And I thought only in a baby lawyer's life, when we try to do all the things and check all the boxes and get good sleep and be hydrated and work really hard at work, do you leave work late enough to find out and get the notification that your Oura Ring's like, okay, it's time to start winding down. You're like, yes, sis, I would like to wind down.
I will say though that the Oura Ring, at least for me, it tells me to start winding down at like 6 o'clock. Very early. So I think it also depends on like how late we go to bed.
Yes. No, for sure. I mean, for context, I was leaving probably around like 6:45. So yeah, it's around six, like you said, but It's just so funny because, you know, usually when I get that notification, I'm sitting on my couch or on a walk or something. It hasn't happened. Well, at least I didn't notice that it happened when I left work. So we get questions a lot of like, what's it like to be a baby attorney? Are you struggling as much as I am? Kind of questions. And I want to let you guys know, yeah, we are. Some days are long, some days are short, and everything in between. So we're just going to talk a little bit about that and, you know, share a few things that we would have wanted to know when we were in high school, in college, in law school. Like, what is it like to work and what do you have to do?
Yeah, I think this will be a good episode for anyone who may be on the fence about what does a lawyer do. I mean, I would listen to this if you haven't applied to law school yet. Definitely listen to this episode.
Yeah. So let's dive in. What is something that you would have wanted to know back in the good old days? Any time frame, really. You know, what would you want to tell yourself then that you know now?
So I don't know if it's necessarily like telling myself something, but more of like what I would have done had I known, maybe if someone had told me. I think the number one thing would have been kind of like when we were talking before we started recording about like, what is a day to day, right? I think a lot of us, at least me, you know, I went straight through undergrad. I didn't have any previous work experience other than, you know, I mean, yeah, internships, stuff like that, but nothing like this.
Yeah.
And I guess I would have liked to know, and I guess there weren't really podcasts that talked about it, stuff like that, right? That's the whole reason we started this. But like, what is it that an attorney does on a day-to-day basis? Okay. Like I would have liked to maybe shadow somebody, you know, beforehand, before making the commitment to go to law school. Cause I will say, you know, as much as I love the law for what it is, I don't necessarily think that law practice is as glamorous as it portrays. Oh, and I think I see that now, right? I'm like, oh, it looks way different on TV than like when you're doing it every single day. And, you know, a lot of people do get that type of exposure before they even apply to law school, which is why I'm saying like, figure it out before you go to law school. And, you know, because I can definitely see myself being in a position where, you know, if I don't necessarily enjoy the work for like 10 more years, like I could see myself leaving the law, you know? Yeah. So it's definitely like like hindsight 20, right? Like I would have liked to know maybe what I was getting myself into, because it's just also so vast, you know, like there's so many different types of practice. Maybe I would have liked to know what litigation, like actual litigation was like, you know?
Follow up questions to you. Mm-hmm. So does this mean that, yeah, you said litigation. Do you feel like maybe you were bamboozled? Do you feel like maybe you thought when you were going to graduate law school that you were going to walk into a different environment than what you do every day now?
I would say I definitely didn't expect to be like working from home 24/7. Okay. Right. Okay. Like, so that's one thing. So I think that also kind of takes away from like the law firm experience, right? Okay. I don't feel like I'm getting like the full potential of like what it could be, right? I did have my law firm in-person experience beforehand.
Yeah.
But that wasn't necessarily something I loved either, right? It kind of got old after a while. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if it's just litigation in general. Maybe I'm just not vibing with it necessarily. I don't know. I think there's a lot of different kinds of law things
like you
to
said,
do.
It's very vast.
Yeah, and I think litigation is obviously pushed on a lot of people just because it's the most available, I think, job as well. Like, it's hard to get
it is. It really is. You know, and like, I'm having so many thoughts here. I'm thinking, first and foremost, I want to say, do you think you could be having the first year blues? And what I mean by that is when you first graduate college, and I heard this when I obviously did not go to law school right out of college, was your first year of survival. It's very hard and no one really can pinpoint why it's hard, but it's just a lot of change, a lot of stuff. You're kind of learning, like, is this what my life is going to be like every day? You talked about working from home. You talked about working in the office and you're like finding yourself in a way.
Yeah. And I think that's part of it, right? Like as you're growing up, you start realizing what you like and what you don't like. And I think that, you know, when you're going through the law school process and before mm-hmm. that, even the application, you don't really see that part. Like you don't think of that part yeah. much, you know, for me, like my end goal, I remember, you know, passing the bar and like, that was kind of like, that's the extent of where my brain went. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
And now that's like, there's no academic endeavors. Like there's no,
yes, the first year blues. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you're sharing this because it's so true. You get to that final milestone and this can be literally, like you said, for anyone, high school, college, law school. I mean, you check with these boxes, but what comes after that? And it's a lot of inward reflection. It's a lot of, I don't even know. It's a lot. I know that. It makes you feel all of a sudden like, damn, I'm kind of grown and I don't really know, like, how can I be grown if I'm like 18? Like, what do you mean? I'm X age and I'm supposed to be in charge of people. What?
Yeah.
You know, I definitely hear that and see that from what you're saying. And I really appreciate you sharing that because it is so common for people to experience this. And I never even imagined that, you know, that's the way it would be. And I'm glad that you're sharing that. I also want to talk more about your day to day, like you said, and, mm-hmm. and to share with your past self, you know, tell them what's some stuff that you do day to day. And I think also something I want to say is it's not the same every day. That's something I never knew as a young person, that a job can be very mm-hmm. mundane and the same every day, but being a lawyer isn't that, I found, at least in my roles.
Yeah, I would say it definitely depends on what kind of law and I think what kind of practice you're in, right? I think if you're in yep. like a criminal law setting or family law setting where you're going to get to like have more court time, stuff like that, like you get to run around more, you might have more client interaction. I think with my role, like I found that it's a lot of drafting, all, you know, mm-hmm. all the time, and the court time yeah. is very little, but that's yeah. just the kind of law that I'm doing. Like there's, yeah. you know, like
again, so many options. So
yeah, like that's the right. thing. Like, yeah. you yeah, know, yeah. so I've also thought of that because my day to day, when I was picturing myself, you know, as a mm-hmm. attorney, it would be like,
yeah.
you're running from here to there, you're in meetings, mm-hmm. you're, you know, meeting clients, you're doing X, Y, Z, like, that is what I kind of had in my head. But then like,
okay.
it's not like that every day. Like I go weeks where I, you know, it's literally just drafting every single day. And it does feel like it's the same thing every day.
You and the page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which a lot of people's roles are just writing, you know, and that's okay for them, you know?
Yeah. But I think you said it yourself when you pictured, you know, I want to go back to having the goal and like, ultimately, you know, you said I didn't have a goal, but I think inside yourself, you have that goal and that's what you're figuring out right now and saying what you imagine and you see yourself as. I think that you always know what the right answer is and where you're supposed to go and pick in the path in your life. And I think this is a great example because you're figuring that out for yourself right now. And, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, whenever you said running around here and there, like it's really hard to put that into work and like find the right place. And I want to like harp on that part too, because it's, I feel like so many people have that same feeling. Like some people might be like, I just want to be drafting. Does that exist? Yeah. And you're like, yes, it does. You know?
Like, ask me anything about that type of work.
Right. And I think, you know, for me, I have that much more kind of running around job, especially right now in the role I'm in. Would that be for everyone? No. But again, it's figuring that out and really allowing yourself to experience those different parts of the law. And I'm really happy for you. And I want to pinpoint on the fact that you said it's vast. There's many opportunities out there for you and for other people who might be feeling the same way.
Yeah. And I think you'll find like a lot of people, their first few roles, it's kind of like trying things out, right? And like a lot of people sometimes have to go through different, totally different types of law to figure out what they want to do. And like, I've been looking around, not that I'm changing my job anytime soon, but I like to keep my eyes open. I, you know, LinkedIn has always shown me stuff and I like to see what's out there. And the amount of just like roles I didn't even know existed within the law is kind of crazy. So that also gets me thinking, because I'm like, you know, what if I do want to end up going into, I don't know, legal compliance or something like that, right? Like, how do I get to that point? And then you have to like kind of reflect and be like, well, I don't know, right? Like, I don't. Like,
yeah. There's answers to that question. First off, there's ways to figure out if you have this ideal job you want to work your way back, figure out what other people have done to do those same roles, right? But I think the thing is you're trying to figure out, is it compliance? Is it transactional? Is it litigation? Is it family law? Is it this? Is it that? Is it whatever that meets that ideal and goal that you ultimately set for yourself that you want to be?
Yeah. And I also think just not even about the law, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's about the workplace as well.
Yes.
I think we've both experienced this. Like workplaces can be so different and it sometimes it doesn't even matter what kind of law it is, but the workplace just makes it, you know, how they set
the
up
best or the worst. Yep.
So that is also like intriguing, right? To know like what other kind of setups are there? Like,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. So what I would tell my younger self, there's many things, obviously, but something that has held true time and time again, and that I have to constantly remind myself is not every day is the best day. You really can't judge a workplace by one emotional day or one really bad thing that happens. It has to become a culmination of things. You also can only learn what you like and what you want through life experience. And that takes falling and getting back up and persevering. That's the most general advice I can give. But in so many parts of my life, have I seen things that I learned from my very first job about just having to like put your head down and work. And it's so much easier to chat and hang out with your friends and do things like that than it is to work. But what does that ultimately get you? You know? So those are really just the things that I would tell myself and I would like to remind myself. And I'm sure my younger self will be like, whatever, like, okay, whatever that means. And, you know, that's part of who I am. I have to learn the hard way. But again, the life experience, there's nothing like it. Time, you know, sometimes we're just like, I just want to get there. I just want to grow up. I just want to be better at my job. And it's like, okay, but just give yourself a little time.
Yeah. And I think especially just like the first few years, like it's going to be inevitable. Like you are going to make mistakes. Everyone that is a new attorney makes mistakes or does things that are, you know, not
in any role, in any part of your life.
Yeah. And I think especially though, those first few years, because we don't know anything, right? Like at the end of the day, like we've talked about this so many times before, like law school doesn't prepare you for practice. And yeah, it just doesn't.
It's just as simple as that.
Yeah, because like I was actually like thinking back the other day, I was like, I cannot believe I like took the bar last year and like all this stuff. Cause I was like, how did I like get all that knowledge and like for what? Cause like I don't touch any of it other than like five words. You know what I mean? So it just, yeah.
It's wild though, because I will say, you know, as someone who thought very hard and long and thought she could manifest it, I wanted to do a certain type of law. And now I look and that is not where I'm at. Many times in law school, I thought to myself, I never need this. It's like math. When are you ever going to use it? And then ultimately, the day you have to calculate someone's damages, you're like, there's that math again, right?
So, well, that's the thing, right? It's like maybe finding a role that like puts more of the work that I put in, like, or, you know, like.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah. That's what I'm saying, right? You know, you might think you never need it. But guess what? Inevitably, somewhere in your line of practice in these many years you'll be practicing, you'll need it. That's basically what I'm trying to say, right? No matter every time you think, oh, I'm not going to have to do a will or whatever, it comes up. So again, like I said, as someone who never imagined that she would be doing family law, take it from me, right? Like,
we'll be right back.
Hey guys, we want to take a moment to talk about something that has been a game changer for us busy lawyers, Audible.
Yes, Audible has been our go-to platform for incredible audiobooks, offering an extensive library of thrillers, nonfiction, autobiographies, and mysteries.
And guess what? We've got a special treat for you. Audible is offering a free trial to our listeners, and all you need to do is check the link in the show notes. It's the perfect opportunity to experience the magic of audiobooks without spending a dime.
Speaking of thrillers, I know you're currently hooked on Never Lie by Freda McFadden. Samantha, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. The twists and turns in Never Lie have kept me on the edge of my seat during the workday and even when I'm on my daily walks. It's like having a suspenseful companion wherever I go.
And for those looking for some financial wisdom, I have been engrossed in My Money, My Way by Kamuku Love. It's packed with practical advice on managing finances, perfect for anyone trying to navigate the complexities of money management.
What we love most is the flexibility Audible offers. As lawyers, our schedules can be unpredictable, but with Audible, we can enjoy our favorite books on the go, whether we're stuck in traffic, hitting the gym, or waiting for a court hearing.
So, if you're ready to embark on a literary journey and discover the joys of audiobooks, click the link in the show notes to start your free trial with Audible. Trust us, you won't want to miss out on this fantastic offer.
You know. Yeah. And I mean, I think it's same with me, right? Like I thought I would always want to be doing litigation for the rest of my life and that's changed. So I think it's just like an evolution, right? Like I think,
yes.
I mean, for you, right? You were very into employment law and that changed, but that's okay.
Yeah. I also want to say something. I think that you will learn a lot about what you want. I know that you mentioned leaving the law. You don't know if you're going to want to do that. I mean, don't even get me started on what quote unquote leaving the law means, right? Like, do we ever really leave the law? My face says no, because it's like, girl, you know, we don't, we always doing something. But I think I want to just capture this moment and say, we can become something we don't like. And what we don't like that we're doing. And I think it's okay to recognize that. I think it's okay to keep your mind open and look around. And sometimes that's what we need to do to take care of ourselves. We have to listen to ourselves. You know, I'm happy that you're doing that and sharing that with us because it's huge. And it's really hard sometimes to admit like, wow, I really, this is maybe not what I imagined for myself. Especially in that first year, in the first year blues, when you're like, am I just being dramatic? Am I being crazy? Like, or am I really need something else? Do I feel fulfilled or no? And I know that's the millennial saying fulfilled, but it's so true.
Yeah. And I think it's also like a lot of times I have to tell myself like, well, you've been just practicing for a year. Like,
exactly.
You know, it's going to be not glamorous. You're going to be doing
exactly the line, work.
You know, like I, you know, there is that aspect, but I think it is hard not to compare, like compare, right? Yourselves to like what other people are doing on the outside. Yeah. We don't really know what their day to day is. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's, you know, those first few years, it's just like, it's like a race that everyone's trying to like, I don't know. It's just crazy.
The rat race. No, I get it. I totally feel you.
Like I said before, I think it's definitely a lot of like self reflection on like, what are your goals? Right. And like we said before, a lot of my goals at the beginning was just get through law school, pass the bar, and the rest will come easy. You know, like the perfect job will fall into your lap, or the perfect situation, or you already know what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
Do I know? You know?
So. No, absolutely. No, totally, totally agree. Okay. So I want to share a few stories because we are the ladies who law. And I've just had some great instances with some ladies in the law that I have to share. So I don't know if I told you this already off the record, but I had what I consider a fairy godmother encounter that was 10 out of 10, something that I think that this woman did very unknowingly, not thinking that it meant so much to me, but it did. And I had to thank her. So my fairy godmother, basically I had to go do a withdrawal hearing. It was contested, meaning the client that we are trying to withdraw from doesn't want us to. And basically in this court, you have to put on a hearing. So I have not done many hearings other than, you know, in law school, thank God, when we took trial practice and did those few little things. Okay. And the fairy godmother is sitting there behind me. We're like chatting beforehand, kind of making that rapport. And I get called up there to the bench, whatever, whatever. And when she's walking back from talking to the judge herself, she whispers in my ear something about if, you know, waiving objection, waiving attorney client privilege. And long story short, the judge ends up saying, okay, you know, counsel, you can call your witness. I call her to the stand. The judge so happens to like call another attorney up to sign something really quick. I turn around and look at her. She's right behind me. And I was like, what do I do? And she's like, you know, why are you getting out of the case? I explain, you know, they're not paying. She's like, okay, basically just ask her that and, you know, you're good to go. And I'm like, you know, this is all like so fast. And I turn back around. I question the witness. The judge lets me out of the case. I get it signed. Everything's good. When I go to turn around and like thank her, she's gone. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, no, I want to thank her. You know, like that was so helpful and amazing. And again, I don't think it meant that much to her, right? But it meant everything to me in that moment. And luckily I had heard the judge say her last name. So I looked her up and I sent her a thank you letter. And I told her, you know, genuinely, like, I appreciate you so much. And you know, here's my number, here's my email. Like, I'd love to keep in contact. And she called me and asked me how the hearing went. And I told her, you know, I got out of the case, basically won whatever. Right. And it was just so nice. And it made me so happy. And I hope anyone listening to this will, you know, kind of like when you pay for someone's drink and the next one behind you is free, like keep the line moving. Like that's my goal in sharing the story. You know, sometimes what you do and what seems so obvious to you is not to someone else and they just need a little help. They're very smart people, I promise.
No, I think that's amazing. I mean, if anything, like someone probably helped her out at some point, or maybe they didn't and she wanted to help you because like she didn't have that, right? It's like either or at that point. But I think that's good because now like when you're 10 years in or whatever, I'm sure you're going to remember that and do it.
Oh, I'm going to remember that to 5 years, 10 years, 2 years, whatever, right? Like it's passing it along. It's having that ability to look at another female in the courtroom, no matter what they look like, whether they look like you or not, and being willing to extend a helping hand. I mean, come on, man. That's what we need. Like how many times do we look around and there ain't another woman in there? You know what I'm saying? So a sister's got to help. So that's really what I appreciated. And she was funny. She's very jovial. And like, I just loved it. I really loved her vibe. And the fact that she helped me meant literally, again, I can't express it enough, the world to me. So yeah.
That's very cute. That's a good encounter.
I know, right? Check okay. Off. So this is like a networking story, but also a plug. Girl Attorney, who we've had on the podcast. I love that it like started in Oklahoma and like we know her and it's like, okay. So I'm working on a case, duh. And I have an issue in Massachusetts. And you know, family law, state specific. So I was basically like, oh God, I have to find a Massachusetts family lawyer to help me. So immediately I was like, I'm going to join the Massachusetts Girl Attorney page because like, let's be honest, no one has money to be like calling and hiring an attorney. You know, I got to like do my due diligence and my networking skills to get my answer, you know? And I post on there, someone gives me someone's name. I message her. She doesn't message me back, but it's like auto-populated message, I think, you know, that comes back. So she did message me back, but it's like her name and her like somebody's email, her assistant or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I call the number, I leave a message, I talk with Renee and I'm like, hey, like I saw her on the page. Like I really need some help. I need to ask, you know, I need some help. Can you have her call me? She's like, yeah, I'll take it down, la. She doesn't end up calling me back. So I call her back on Thursday of last week. Yeah. Cause we were off on Friday. And she doesn't answer, but her voicemail has her email. So I email her. And dude, this is like, I freaking love this. Literally never met this lady. This lady doesn't know me from Adam. Okay. But she gets my email. I explain what's going on. She's like, hey, I think this is what you would need to do. Here's the statute that you should look at. And, actually I tell her what court it's in. And she's like, actually, I can try and call them tomorrow. Don't even respond. Cause it's like at 7:45 when she responds. Mind you, she's on Eastern time. So even later. She responds back the next day on Friday, Good Friday. She calls Bristol County and gets some answers for me and gives me like a point of reference on what to do. And again, don't know her on a Friday. She's calling this court for me to like, and then relaying the message via email, all because she's a nice lady and, you know, wants to help out another female lady that called and asked for her help, you know?
I think that's very sweet of her too. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I think we all know people that probably would not even look at that email and give it a second thought.
Exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. So, and I did put in the subject line, following up from Girl Attorney Facebook page, like, that's, you know, good. I was like, please look at this, you know, but also you know, I feel like that's networking. I don't know what it is. I just know that that was my only idea that I had for myself to get this answer. And I literally appreciated it so much that she helped me because, you know, when you're dealing in family law, like this is people's lives. They're calling, they're wanting updates. This is their children. And I want to help my clients. And again, you know, for to get the best bang for my buck. And she just really came through. And again, woman extending a helping hand meant the world to me. And, you know, I want us to pass it on.
And I think the best thing we could probably do is we'll make sure to link Girl Attorney, just the main national one, yes, in the show notes. So if you're a law student, if you don't know what Girl Attorney is, I guess we can explain it real quick.
Yeah.
So long time ago, back in like 2020, we had Susan Curtis on. She's the you know, founder of Girl Attorney, which is like a Facebook page, and they have one for every single state, but you know, there's like the main national one, and it's all women lawyers, pre-law, paralegals. Basically, if you're involved in the law, you can join. Mm-hmm. So if you are in that position, definitely do that. I know people have gotten jobs off of Girl Attorney. You know, it's nice. You can just post like how you found somebody. I see that all the time. You know, people from other states cross posting, trying to get some answers. I mean,
in the Missouri, it's a great way to get business.
Yeah. And like, there's people covering for each other for hearings, and they'll, you know, they'll be like, I have a hearing here. Like, does anyone live in that town? I'll buy you coffee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So I think if you guys haven't joined yet, definitely go do that. Clearly there's some good that can come out of it.
Definitely. Could not agree more. We'll definitely link that. And we'll link the episode where we chatted with Susan. She's a great girl. Attorney. Yes. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, guys. I hope that you found this episode insightful, a little bit entertaining, of course. It's always nice to chat with you guys.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of you had kind of reached out and talked about the transition between, you know, law school and your first year. And I think that this episode kind of shows that, right? It can be your first year is going to be very crazy, no matter if it's good, bad, like it's going to be crazy.
Or all of the above.
Yeah. And the transition is not necessarily always a smooth ride. That's like, oh, rainbows and roses, because law school doesn't necessarily prepare you that well for that transition. So with that in mind, we hope that you guys are proactive. And, you know, if you're in law school and you're still questioning, like, what do I do? Go out there and get on Girl Attorney and maybe ask a few people about what they, you know, what kind of law they do. And yeah, shadow, meet up for coffee.
Network.
Network. That's the number one thing, network.
And also just remember that there's some things that you can't be proactive about, that you can't prepare for. You just have to live it. And time is the only thing that can really help you, you know? That first year, guys, I'm serious. I mean, even first year in practice, yeah, it's crazy. But on top of becoming an adult and having to live life and be expected to do these things and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's hard. So this was just a tiny little glimpse into what it's like, right? But that's what this podcast is. And
yes. And if you guys have any questions or you're going through something, reach out. We'll try to give insight. You know, because a lot of times we're living this stuff for the first time, just like you guys, and we're learning as we go. You're kind of like, literally have gotten to see us from 1L to now first year attorney. So, you know,
wild.
Yeah. There's definitely been a evolution.
Roller coaster. Yes, yes, yes. All right, guys. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, the biggest compliment you can pay us is to share the episode with a friend. Also, make sure to follow wherever you listen so you never miss an episode.
Yes, and if you're feeling extra generous, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, because it definitely helps us stay in the rankings.
All right, guys. Well, we hope that you have a great week, and we will talk to you next time. All right. Bye.
Bye.